If you feel lost and confused in your life about what you should do, what you shouldn't do, why do you think the way you think, which thought is right, which thought is wrong, this is Brown Santa talking to you about the matters of head and your heart. Keep listening, boo-boo. I love you.
Hi, this is Brown Santa here. Today's podcast is about pain. I have talked about pain before, but this is a perspective that I think needs more to be talked about. A male child, a little kid, when cries, he's often told that you shouldn't cry. Boys don't cry. When this same thought is being repeated to him over and over throughout his childhood, from the very beginning to towards his teenage years and all the way up to his adulthood, he's being told that boys don't cry. So why do we cry if we start there? Why do we cry? We cry when we feel pain, right? So when we feel pain, I don't know what else are we supposed to do but cry. Especially when you are a little kid, you have no idea what to do. You haven't developed your psychology yet. You haven't learned anything about you yet, about yourself yet. You just came into this world and you are learning about things and you are feeling things, and you're feeling things at a very, very high level. And there are a few kids who are much more sensitive than other kids, so they cry a little more often, and they are told much more often that boys don't cry. And what it does to a little child unconsciously is that when he feels pain and someone tells him, don't cry, boys don't cry, what we do is we take away the validation of his pain. His pain is not being validated. He is not allowed to feel any pain. So all these years growing up throughout his life, he has unconsciously learned to not value his pain. Although it will never leave him alone, pain will never ever leave any human alone, because it's always going to be there. It's just part of life. But at the same time, when he has learned that pain is of no use, pain shouldn't be validated, if he is not validating his own pain, he is definitely not going to validate someone else's pain. So technically, what we did to a child is we took away his empathy from him. A little kid who feels pain for others too will learn that pain shouldn't be given any attention. That if somebody else is in pain, they shouldn't cry. There is nothing. That pain should not be entertained. That pain has no place in your life. And this is how we end up creating more and more males in this society who don't validate pain. It's very easy to not validate someone else's pain, because their own pain will never go away. It's different that they will acknowledge their own pain for the rest of their life or not, because they're going to get so busy even trying to put food on their table that they will just learn to keep pushing it under the heel. It does end up erupting like a volcano every once in a while, but usually they will just they will end up learning to just push it away so easily that they will not even feel that they are in pain. And it will get easy and easier, much more easier with life, to not feel anyone else's pain when your own pain was never ever validated, when your own pain was never ever entertained, and you have totally lost the value of pain, your pain and someone else's pain. And that's how we end up creating a society which does not entertain empathy, which does not practice empathy, because you never allowed someone else to feel their pain. And there is it hurts, but at the same time, pain is what makes us human. It keeps us in touch that, yes, we have feelings. It's like sandalwood, you know? Like a sandalwood is called a sandalwood because of the smell it has. If it didn't have that smell, that fragrance, it wouldn't be called a sandalwood. It would be just a regular piece of wood. A sandalwood is a sandalwood because of the fragrance it has. Humans are humans because of the emotions we have. If we don't have any emotions, we are not humans anymore. Without emotions, a human is just a walking dead body. A walking dead. That's pretty much what we are. So when boys cry, I think we should let them cry. It's an opportunity to learn their pain. It's an opportunity to learn how to process your pain. I'm not saying that we should let them be weak. I think that's the perfect opportunity to make them feel strong by teaching them how to rise above pain. Not by suppressing pain, but processing pain, by talking about pain, and by finding a solution to what is causing that pain. But if you just tell a boy, don't cry, boys don't cry, then I'm sorry, but we are going to have a society where men are not going to be sensitive beings. And it's being a gender which does not feel pain in a society, living with another gender which feels pain at a much higher level, who were allowed to cry as a child, who were never being shamed, who were never shamed for crying, who were never shamed for shedding tears whenever they felt pain. It's hard. We are creating an imbalance in the society by not letting boys cry. Let them cry when they feel pain. And don't tell them not to cry because boys don't cry. Teach them how to talk through their pain. Teach them how to process their pain. Teach them how to rise above pain and not step on your pain and just keep rubbing it under your heel. If we want to have a society which practices empathy, we have to let both genders feel pain and not attach shame to crying. Crying is not shameful. Crying has nothing to do with shame. It is as human as we get. It is as human as we get when we cry. That's what I wanted to talk about. It's okay to cry. There's nothing wrong with crying. Everybody cries. Everybody goes through a lot of pain. Everybody is going through something. Everybody. We just need to let everybody and not some gender specific express their pain with tears. We need to detach shame from crying, shame from tears. It doesn't make you weak. Crying doesn't make you weak. What you do after you cry is what will decide that you are weak or you are strong. If you stand up strong after processing your pain, after crying out your pain, then you are strong. And if you just keep backing down, and if you keep stop taking a step forward after you are done crying, let this go. Yeah, we have a lot of sirens here in LA. Okay. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about. I forgot what I was talking about. My train of thoughts just broke. But yeah. Let men cry too, please. Let male child cry too. Don't stop them. And don't shame them from crying. Just teach them how to process it. it's easy to shame them. It's going to take a little bit more effort to teach them how to process it. And if we are looking for a better society which practices empathy, then we need to make a little bit more effort. Thank you. This is Brown Center. We'll talk again.